Okay, Shavuot Tov and Perek Gimel of Hilchos Bechoros. Here the Rambam's introduce an important halacha that has to do with at what point can I say definitively that a Bechor has mum? It's a specific process involved. So Halacha Aleph, he says, Ein shokhnes Bechor ela al pi mumcha, shenasam lo hanasi shebe'eretz Yisrael reshus, v'amar lo hatir Bechoros b'mumam. So you can never shecht the Bechor, okay, unless it's been approved by an expert that the head of the Jewish people, so to speak, gave reshus, gave permission to him, and said, you can go ahead and determine blemishes in firstborn, which allows them to be shechted. Afilo hayamum gadol v'goyel l'chol. Even let's say it was obvious that the animal had a blemish. Lo yasir ela mumcha shenatal reshus. You can only be permitted to shecht it if the expert said so. V'kol b'choros adam roa chutz b'chorei atzma. What do you call it? Such a this kind of expert, okay, this person can examine except for his own Bechor. So he needs an outside expert to check his own Bechor. Halacha Beis, imein sham mumcha. Let's say there is no expert. Vaya mumin a mumin haguyin hamufakin. And let's say it's a blemish that is obvious. It's clear for everyone to see. Gagon shen nismes enos. Let's say, for instance, missing an eye. Or nikta yado or nishra raglo. For instance, whatever foot or leg is broken. Or is a yishkar al pishloshe b'nei knesses. Then in such a case, it's shechted in front of three members of shul. I'm like a little basin. Let's say a bechor is taken to outside of Eretz Yisrael and gets a clear blemish. Or is a yoser a yutar al pishlosh of an ikhnesses? It's mutter to go ahead and consume it if it's done in front of three members of the Beit Knesset. Halacha Gimel. Ein ronis a bechor li Yisrael ad shiyah kohen imo. So the expert should not address the bechor of a Jew unless there's a kohen with him. Shema yomar lo mumcha, because maybe the mumcha, the actual, will say to him, mumhu, it's a mum, mutar lishchar alav, right? And it's permitted to shecht, the yelech vishchatenu atzmo, and then he'll shecht it for himself, the loy name of the coin, but he won't give the animal to the coin. Jafi shena chashal lechal kachem lechotz, even though we don't really have a chashash, we're not concerned about someone being over the isser d'oraisa of eating korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, chashadu ligzol matnos kuno, we are concerned he's going to steal that which belongs to the coin. The vikach, therefore, ima yachacham yadua shem medaktik al atzmo ronlo. Let's say, for instance, we know he's a chacham. This person is a chacham, and he's very careful with his actions. Then we could do it in such a way. Hayamam goloi lakol go jinta yada rago. Let's say the blemish was obvious to everyone. Ho vebiu lechacham amumcha. Since it's brought to this wise person who's an expert, arayze becheskes bedaktik atzmo. We can assume he's very careful. If he got koron lo apishini makoin. So such a case, then the animal can be examined when a kohen's not even present. Halacha dalad. Let's say someone shucks the Bechor, and then afterwards he shows a blemish to an expert. Right? Even if it's an obvious mum, that wouldn't change at all, regardless if he shechted or not. Let's say, for instance, his foot was cut off. Since it was shechted without the permission from an expert, it's prohibited to eat it. And it's buried like a firstborn animal that dies after birth. Okay, so let's say there's a case where the firstborn male animal has one testicle. However, it has a complete, let's say, a general area. Basically, the extra comes along and he makes a, what do you call it? He makes an analysis, a diagnosis that the animal indeed really has, what do you call it, one testicle, but he doesn't search for the second one. That's what I said. Though tira mumcha, so the mumcha says it's permitted to shech the animal v'nishchat, and then v'nimsa shniya dvuka b'ksalim. But then it turns out the second testicle was there all along. The mumcha just didn't look for it. Hariz mutar, it's permitted hol umachol, because basically in that area it was all the general area is all messed up. Aval imlo nimach, but let's say the general area was not messed up. Afish nishchat afi mumcha, even if it was shechted based on the mumcha's diagnosis, hariz yikaver. Nonetheless, the animal should still be buried in such a case. Let's say someone's not an expert, and he inspects the Bechor animal, and someone checks the animal based on this non-expert's diagnosis or analysis. So it needs to be buried, and he has to pay back, so to speak, from his own personal value. The Kam Mishalim, reveal Adako Mechza Lagasa. So how much does he have to pay back, right? He has to pay either a fourth of the worth of a tiny animal and half of a larger one. So why not pay the entire thing? Because we're penalizing the owner of the animal. So you not delay bringing the Bechor as a korban, right, to the Kohen, and also that he doesn't, we don't want him to raise thin, emaciated animals in Eretz Yisrael. Alak Zayin. Anoto schara lios roa bechoros. Let's say a person receives money for being to inspect firstborn animals. Ain't shokhtan alpiv, we do not rely on him for shkita. Unless he's a very, very well-known expert, and all the sages know him, there's nothing like him. And they set aside a fee for his work. Meaning he gets paid whether or not he finds a blemish. Right, but he should not accept money for any specific animal except for one time. It's only a one shot deal. And he should always inspect it from that one payment, always, and never charge again. So this way he's above suspicion. Let's say someone's suspected of selling Bechor animals as regular animals. We don't purchase any meat from him, even if it's deer meat, because deer meat looks like calf meat, and we can't trust him. So we don't buy hides and they've not been processed properly. I feel shem the kiva, even if it's female, shem yachto sukruso, because maybe he cut off the male organ. But Omar says orna kiva he, and he says it's the hide of a female animal. Bein lochim menu tsemer, we don't purchase wool from him. I feel the maluban even if it's bleached. Bein sarach lomer tzavai, and even if it's let's say dirty. Aba lochim menu tavei v'lovdin v'oros avudim. We can buy from him rolls of wool, for example, or hides that have been processed already. Shinema avid or b'chor tamim, because in general, we don't process, a person will not process the hides from an unblemished Bechor, and they should be mefached l'shaoso, because he's feared to leave it in his area, etzlo, shemu yishmu dayanim, because maybe the judges will hear, v'ignasu whom they risho, and then they're going to knas him, they're going to fine him because of the fact that he's withholding the Bechor. Halacha test, 1 second. Let's say someone shechs the Bechor and sells it, and he knows he didn't give it to show an expert. Masha achla achla, what's eaten is eaten. But the money should be returned. Masha no call, you cover. Anything left over should be buried that wasn't eaten. The achshel is adamim. The money returned. So too, if someone feeds someone else an animal that has a mortal injury, the Ram can explain later on, and the lacha is a mekach memchar. Alach yud Bechor shenimsa treifa. Let's say the firstborn has a trefa, a mortal injury. Im tamamu, if it's lacking any outside blemish, v'nimsa trefa, acha shehuf shata or. And let's say you find out it was a trefa after you take off the hides, then yisarev kamosh v'ranim vilkos psula kadashin, amukdashin v'abasar yukaber. So you burn the hides, and so you burn it, and the meat is buried. V'im b'mumo nishchat, right? But let's say it was shakted, and you saw a mum on it, abasar yukaber, so the meat is buried. The yuakonim b'oro, and the kwanim can have the hides. Of course, this is a case where it was shechted by an expert. Halacha Yud Aleph, 1 second. Okay. Habachor shenechal b'saro kehalacha, bein tamim bein ba'amum. Okay, so let's say the meat of the firstborn animal was eaten, whether halachically appropriately, whether the animal was blemish or not blemish. Kishem shemutka lahanos ba'aro, just like you're allowed to benefit from its hides, kach nehenin b'gizosa. You're also allowed to benefit from its shearings. But any wool that's shorn off of it when it's alive, even if it's the tiniest amount, you cannot benefit from it. Even if you remove wool from it, let's say the wool came off naturally from it after it got a blemish. Even after shechting it, of course, after it dies, because any of the wool that came off of it while the animal is alive always retains the status of being usher. So too, this applies to Meiser Behema. We saw this by in the halachas of Me'ila, which is stealing, so to speak, from the Mikdash. This decree only applies. It only applies to the firstborn and to the Meiser animal. Because they're not coming for any atonement purposes. Because maybe he'll keep it in his domain to get all the wool that comes off of it. We already explained it's a mitzvah to go ahead and eat it within that year of first year of its life, whether it has a blemish or not. Halacha Yud Beis. Bechor shehaya bo tzemer megdudal l'shachto. Let's say the firstborn animal has wool that's kind of hanging off of it. It's like loose, and you shacht it. Eshu nira imo min agiza mutter mana. So anytime, if the wool that's hanging off looks like the other wool, on the animal, then it's mutter to benefit from it. V'esheinon your emo, if it doesn't look like it's part of the other wool, v'huat semer sheikaro hafuch, and that's where, like, basically, it looks like it's like the opposite growing out. Kalpi rosho aser, then it's aser. Zesh shezeh kamo shenasher mechayim. That's as if, even though it's still physically attached, it's as if it came off the animal while it was still alive. And finally, lach yodimol gizas b'chor. So the shearings of wool from a b'chor, afilu ba'amum, even if it's an animal with a blemish, shenis arba b'gizi chulon, that gets mixed up with regular shearings. Afilu achas akamapayim, if it's 1 in 1,000, hakolos from all of its aser. Why? Harihu davar chashuv, because it's considered something important. Umekadesh b'kol shehu, and it becomes sanctified by the smallest amount. Ha'oreg mole hasit mitzemer. So let's say someone weaves a full length of this seat, which is an amount of wool, ha'bechor, bebeged, like from a bechor in a garment. Yiblach mitzemer u'gdashin mekadesh b'kol shehu. So what? So if you use wool from an animal that was hektish, even the smallest amount, so it makes the entire, what do you call it, garment become, if it was done from just a bechor alone, so then you burn it. But if it's from wool that was ready mukdash, was ready consecrated, then the whole garment becomes kodesh. That ends Parag Gimel, and we'll pick up Parag Daled tomorrow.